Welcome to Luther 4, The Busy Man, the 21st week after the Sunday of Trinity Monday. Our scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 25. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of God, in him who believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, it was counted to him, were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him, who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Our scripture lesson comes from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 46 through 47. At Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went and begged him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Scripture teaches that there must be increase and progress in faith. It is quite true that you have Christ by faith, even if your treasure is wrapped only in a poor piece of cloth, but you must still make an effort to retain it and not lose it. This royal official, whoever he was, I think he was a servant of King Herod, had advanced so far in his faith that he believed that if he could only persuade Jesus to come to his house, his son would certainly receive all the help he needed. He had heard the gospel concerning Christ, namely, that he was ready to help everyone who was brought to him and refused his goodness to no one. This good news his faith grasped. It compelled him to go to Jesus. If he had felt in his heart that no one could really be certain that Jesus would help him, he would not have come to him. It is quite certain that prior to this, he had made up his mind and firmly believed that Jesus would help him. It is the nature and character of faith to build up a picture in a man's heart which reflects the goodness of Christ. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, that is, of good things hoped for from God. The faith of this man is of such a kind that if he had continued in it, he would certainly have been saved thereby. The Lord was certainly pleased with this man's faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us countless examples of the riches of your goodness towards us in your holy word, and especially in your gospel. Grant us at all times steadfastness of faith and trust, that we may always believe your promises and assurances with our whole hearts, in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.